Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good morning here in the clubhouse. It is January 10th, and we're at the Sony Open. This is probably one of the most beautiful media centers in the world. Well, that's making a big statement, but it is awfully gorgeous here. In the clubhouse with me this morning, Bob Bupka, co-host with Alex Maselli of The Grill Room on PGA Tour Radio Sirius XM. He's been on my show for over 10 years. It's amazing how long Bob's been coming over to the islands. Alex Maselli will be joining us also, senior writer, Golf Week magazine. Tad Fujikawa dropping by, Mark Rolfing, Mark Rakin, and Michael Patrick Shields will wrap up the show as we head on to the Humana, where we were last year. This year at the Sony Open in Hawaii, we've got 74 guys who've made the cut, including Hawaii's Dean Wilson. At the top of the leaderboard, you may not know their names. Russell Henley is a rookie who shot 63-63. This rookie is a much more mature man than you probably expect from someone who's just got his card. This is what he said about his game yesterday and golf in general.
A five-footer or a drive doesn't define, like, who I am as a person, and just knowing that it's just a game, you know, I think that's huge for me. That's kind of my goal, is to, you know, keep my perspective really good, and hopefully I can keep playing good golf. But, you know, I've never been in this situation, so I'm just going to try to hopefully have a good weekend, and whatever happens, learn from it, and have a good rest of the year.
Whatever happens, learn from it, and hopefully have that's awesome. Okay, Scott Langley and Scott Piercy are tied for second going into this weekend play. I don't think they're teeing off right away. It's just after 10 o'clock or just after 9 o'clock this morning. Tee times begin. You really need to get down here. It is a beautiful day for a walk on a gorgeous golf course that you don't ever get to play on, because unless you're a member, of course. But you certainly can come over and watch the best play this gorgeous golf course. All right, let's welcome into the clubhouse from the Grill Room. And it's amazing what can happen. I'm so happy that Bob Bupka and Alex Maselli, you're both with me this morning. I was on your show on Sirius XM, PGA Tour Radio Network. Amazing.
Yeah. I'm sorry you had to do it with Alex, but we thank you for coming.
Well, I don't think you understand, Bob. That was a prerequisite. She said, look, I told the executive producer, I'll do it, but I'm not doing it with Bob.
This is, okay, let's start off with the winner of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions getting the flu and dropping out, and that means that he can't be the Vardin Trophy winner.
That's right. Yeah,
right.
Could somebody, Alex, Bob?
Well, first off, it's a little suspicious when you come to Honolulu and you have your girlfriend and you won $1 million last week and then you get the flu.
The Gretzky flu.
The Gretzky flu.
Wow, conspiracy theories of the second week of the season. Okay.
I don't blame him. I'd have had the flu, too.
What you have to understand, Danielle, so you're not jobbing the system, basically. Let's say you're someone that has a chance to win the Vardin Trophy, and you're not having a good week, and you play Thursday, and it's horrible, and now all of a sudden you're playing Friday, and you're like, well, you know what? If I withdraw, then my Thursday score is not going to count towards the Vardin Trophy. So now all of a sudden, if you withdraw disqualification, it doesn't count.
But why doesn't he qualify for the Vardin Trophy? Explain.
You can't withdraw. That's what he said.
You can't withdraw, because then all of a sudden you're kind of creating the myth on how you can create your scoring. Because every time I play well, I'm going to keep the scores, and when I'm not, I'll just withdraw, and then that won't count towards the number.
He tried to say butterfingers, but the PGA Tour wouldn't allow that.
Okay.
Well, you know, the Vardin Trophy is not a PGA Tour thing either. It's
right.
PGA of America.
But isn't there a situation where you could leave the event and still qualify for the Vardin Trophy?
Not that I know of.
Not if you're... Okay.
Well, there's one way, if you miss the cut.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right, right.
You have to miss the
right,
cut. But
right.
But those
scores will count. Those scores still count.
Right, okay. All right. I just was wondering if there's a way that you could actually, you know, get out if you had played.
Let's back up for a second.
Yes, sir.
He's thinking, okay, $1 million. Paulina, was it Paulina, right? Paulina Gretzky.
Right.
Yeah.
Or still qualified for the Vardon Trophy.
Yeah, right.
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah.
telling you, it wasn't much of a discussion.
No. Yes. And.
Well, actually, he could make up his mind. He asked her.
No, in his defense, there's a really bad flu going around, guys. It's a really bad
flu. Is that what they're talking about?
Yes. That's right. It's a really bad. So it's possible, and especially since everybody coming into Hawaii is from places where the flu is moving around, it's possible, okay? I find it suspicious because he didn't play real glamorous golf. If he had had a 63 or a 62 like Russell Henley and Scott Lang, I mean, if they had, right?
Right, but here's what I will say about that.
Okay.
I talked to John Ha yesterday, who's a rookie last year, won on the PGA Tour. John, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ha,
I'm
not
sorry,
ha.
I had to do
this. This is what happens. It's like having both of you together, if I just meld them into one, they'd still be just as annoying. All right. Anyway, so John Ha yesterday shot a really nice number, made the cut, but was horrible on Thursday. He said, look, what happened on Maui really affected. I was tired. I was this. I was that. And I'm sure Dustin, you know, with all that work he had to do on Maui and everything that was going on in his life, and I'm sure as involved as he is with, you know, whatever, that he could get a little rundown. And his caddy had actually been sick, too.
Exactly. See, now
Bobby Brown. Just you're wondering.
Not
the one that does the makeup, but yeah. Bobby Brown, actually the caddy.
Boy, you are hooked in, aren't you?
Hey, Bob over here has no idea what I'm talking about.
He's going, wow.
Well,
right.
I knew you used somebody for makeup. I didn't know it was Bobby Brown.
You know, Russell Henley, Scott Langley, Scott Piercy, is he a rookie too?
No.
No, he won twice.
Is he?
On the PGA Tour.
Can you use the word stud on this show?
Yeah, of course.
Because Piercy is definitely that.
He's
really up and comer, a really, really good player.
Guys, ladies, okay?
I'm not talking about it in that way. I'm talking about it in the golfing parlance.
Okay, what's the difference between a stud that way and the stud in golfing parlance?
Well, when you start saying ladies, I'm like, no. That's like, what is it? The American president always says, you know, where I'm the president, I mean, the whatever, the man in the world, does not mean it's a political designation. This is in golfing designation. He's a stud in golfing
designation. He's a stud. Ladies, come down to the PGA Tour, okay? Right now, it's Sony Open in Hawaii. We want to grow the game. And if you have people come down to watch, get attracted, then maybe they'll get into the game and see that there are very interesting people who play golf. And
you know what the fascinating thing is for people listening, and they have an opportunity to get here to Wailea.
Okay.
If they never watch one golf shot, they'll have a wonderful time. I mean, there's no golf course in the world that has this kind of scenery. You don't have to watch anybody hit a golf ball. Just walk out there and bask in the surroundings.
You know what the girls say? Is Ricky Fowler going to be there? I want to see Ricky Fowler. I'm going to go down and see Ricky
Fowler.
But it's
the young girls.
Girls in their
20s. Wow. Danielle.
What?
Did you hear the young girl? We need young girls. I mean, Danielle probably wants to see Ricky. You want to see Ricky?
I'd love to see Ricky.
I mean, why are you limiting it, Bobby?
Yeah, it's true, Bob. Let me evaluate that.
The only reason I say that is because one of our brethren got in hot water last week. Brett Musburger, calling a football game, started telling how pretty the Alabama quarterback's girlfriend was.
Yeah, she got weirded out. I mean, I would have been, too, on national television, have that much focus from, you know, even though it could have been her grandfather, she should have seen it as a compliment.
He's older than her grandfather.
Oh, fine. Okay, her great-grandfather. But whatever. It's a compliment. And still, at the same time, it does make you feel strange to be that much in the spotlight.
Well, it was a lousy football game, so he had to talk about something.
We're going to take a break, come back. Let's take real quick and thank our sponsors who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
and by Princeville's Prince Course. Magnificent by nature. Completely renovated greens, bunkers, and clubhouse. The Prince Course is offering Kama'aina unlimited Saturday and Sunday play for just $99. Call 826-5001. Princeville's Prince Course.
And welcome back. Yes, you did hear right. It's $99 for unlimited play on the Prince Course. And
whoa,
that is awesome.
Whoa, where are we going, Bobby?
Yes, Kauai. That's where you need to go. And I mean, there's so many gorgeous courses. Poipu, the Makai Course at Princeville, and the Prince Course where they have the $99 unlimited play. There are people who are flying over from neighbor islands going to play for the day. Because, hey, I mean, $99 is a great, great, great deal.
In Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to explain right now that really dollars mean nothing to Bob.
Dollars
he hasn't played for around the golf, and I don't know how long, has it?
Nearly as long as Alex.
You are going to play on Monday? Are you playing next Monday? You're going out to play golf? Don't you have it in your schedule somewhere to play golf besides flying from place to place?
Well, Monday I'll be playing in Palm Springs.
There you go. See, he's going to be in Palm Springs and play golf. Bob, when are you playing golf now?
I don't know. I have to work on the grow room show.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
One of us has to.
Has to do something.
You know. Somebody has to clean up. Somebody has to clean up in the grill room. And Bob's actually got the brush, and he's cleaning the grill.
It's on Sirius XM radio every Saturday and Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern, and then 3 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern, both days. You started AlexGolf.com back in 1993?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of what is the achievement of your life in golf? I mean, starting golf.com.
He has none.
Thank you, Bob.
And you're starting something else new. So I'm curious. First, let's go back a little bit.
Danielle, how long is this show?
Okay. So many achievements, so little time.
No. I mean, I started golf.com in 1993 when there wasn't an internet, and trying to explain to people what the internet was as you're trying to, you know, get them involved. It was interesting, to say the least. But it was a great time. It was a great experience. And then I just started, as part of that, just once we sold the company, just continued to write. And then, obviously, everything kind of just fell in place. I eventually started writing with Golf Week.
Senior writer.
Yeah, and then the Golf Channel thing kind of came out of nowhere.
On the range, doing work during morning drive.
But I mean, I love On the Range, but my favorite thing was doing the show with Andrew McGee when we did the approach. That was a lot of fun. Andrew was a lot of fun. We had three good years, and it was a great time. It really was, because you could just be irreverent and have fun.
That's the best. Let's be irreverent and have fun. Don't you guys do that on the Grill Room?
No, but they took that show off the Golf Channel. So it was fun for Alex, but they couldn't get anybody to listen, and I was listening to Alex very intently because I made one fatal mistake in my career.
Yeah.
One fatal mistake, and that is I asked Alex to do a radio show with me.
And it's the Grill Room, and you guys get to be a reference.
No, I'm talking about golf.com days.
Oh.
When Alex didn't know a microphone from a fudgesicle. But he... He doesn't give me the credit I deserve.
That's right. I ate two microphones
into
in the early
the business.
Days.
I remember you said this. I remember now you have something new that you've started, though.
Oh, there's so many different little things.
Oh, you mean like the buttons that I brought with me?
Oh, yeah, the buttons?
Yes, of course
stop
I have the
band buttons.
Yes,
don't bring that out.
Yes,
Danielle.
Yes, but
before we go there,
what is the new thing that you've got?
There's two things. I bought at auction Actually, Bobby knows this. I bought at auction a old book from 1898. The auction, Jimmy Patino, who just passed away, who is the godfather of Valderrama, he has had a huge collection, antiquities collection of golf in Spain. And just sold it last year around May time at Christie's. He auctioned off most of his possessions. For whatever reason, we don't know. We could never get a chance to talk to him about it. But one of the things I bought was a book from 1898, The Links to St. Andrews.
Wow.
And in it was a map, that cloth backing, there was a map of the links, the old course and new course, and eight holes of the Jubilee course, because they didn't have enough reclaimed land at the time to build more than eight holes of Jubilee. Now there's 18 holes of the Jubilee. So we took the map, I had it cleaned up and scanned and put and printed very nicely, and now we're selling it at oldcoursemap.com. And it's really a nice map. And now I'm actually we're doing box card sets. I just thought it was a nice map, and it was there's a Mackenzie map out there. Alistair Mackenzie did a map like 1925, 1928 of the old course. But this is an older map, and this has a little more definition to it. It's a little different. So there you go.
What's the website again?
Oldcoursemap.com.
Easy.
Yeah, well, it is easy, but unfortunately, in the first week that we promoted it on the Grill Room, people kept going to Old Course Maps. So
right.
So they didn't get anywhere.
Yeah, so we...
But it is a great map, and people that your listeners obviously love the game of golf, and this is something you put up in your home, or you can put it in your office, and you will have something that nobody else will have, and it's very inexpensive.
It's so, tasty. Very right. inexpensive.
Right. I can tell you this, Daniel. I had never seen this map in my life, and obviously I've been pretty into golf.
Yes.
So there were 1,000 books printed, and I don't think there's more than maybe one or two left.
Wow. And you've got one. You've got the map from this book, and now we can get it, and it's old.
Old Course Map.
I should be able to remember.
This isn't very difficult. Let's try again, Danielle.
Old Course Map.
Yeah.
I've got it.
There you go.
No S at the end.
No S.
Course Map. I'm thinking about these
You're better off trying to ban the bun.
Yeah, here we go.
Don't give me that. Throw that thing in the ocean.
So what's wrong? Why are you so opposed to the idea of stopping
the
ban?
Because golf is not golf when you anchor your putter against your belly. That's
not
golf.
Why not? They've let them do it for 40 years. Why not?
What do you mean for 40 years?
Well, for 30 years. Is that longer than they've been doing? How long have they been anchoring?
That's what I love about him.
Yeah.
Whatever. He got that. I just want you to understand right now. He got those talking points from the USGA. Whatever. That's exactly their response.
If the RNA says it's not good for the game and the USGA says it's not good for the game, far be it from Bob Bupka to say, oh, it's good for the game, like Alex Selle does.
Bobby, but here's the problem. 16 months ago, when Mike Davis rolled out on television and said there's no problem with it, what were you saying?
Listen to me. What people say on television, you can't give any credence to because you're on television.
Ooh, I knew that was it. Wow, this is how it goes, huh?
Mike Davis, managing director of the USGA, said 16 months ago it's not a problem. What happened since then?
It became a problem.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
Is it because so many young people are starting to use it and depend on it?
Right.
Don't serve stuff up to him. He can't come up with a reason why except for whatever, and now you're giving him excuses.
Well, the PGA of America has a problem with it.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Well, because it doesn't help grow the game. Somebody's calling to tell you that you've got to come up with a stronger argument.
Let me explain to you right now. We're on radio. We're doing radio. He's talking to me. He's talking to me about how my radio demeanor in the old days. And he's sitting there with a cell phone on. Mine is not even on my person. He, on the other hand, has got a cell phone on.
Have somebody answering your phone.
This is great. This is what you can... And you can go to...
We'll never get any listeners doing this.
You can go to thegrillroom.com and you can listen to the show.
I heard you this morning.
Did you...
Yeah.
Did I do a good job?
You did a great job.
Yes.
I'm seriously... It's between you and the Japanese broadcaster that does... 1210 KOOZ in Honolulu. It's between you and that Japanese broadcaster to replace Alex. You're in the final two.
I'm so glad I've made it.
I'm so glad I'm getting replaced.
What do you like about
you know why I'm leading towards the Japanese?
Tell me why.
Because I don't understand Japanese. I don't understand Alex, so it would be a comfortable fit.
Exactly. You could just say whatever you wanted to.
That's
he could say whatever he wanted to, and it wouldn't... Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Now, what do you like about the Sony Open in Hawaii so far, Alex?
Well, I love coming here.
Okay.
People are going to find this hard to believe, but if I have the option of coming to one tournament, meaning at Hyundai, or coming here, I come here.
Really?
Last year, I didn't go to Hyundai. I just came here. I like the golf course. I think the golf course is great.
Most of the pros like it, too.
Yes. I actually think this is one of the top five or six golf courses outside of majors that we play on an annual basis.
Yeah, wonderful.
And if you talk to players, they believe so, too. So I like the golf course. You know, it's easy. It's comfortable. You come here. The media center has evolved over time. I remember when they had the interview room in a tent outside, and the wind was blowing, and the flaps were going, and you're trying to interview a guy. So that's changed. Wailea is... you know, except for the fact that the carpeting could be redone again because it's a bit bizarre, it's a great media center. Everybody here is very, very nice. And it's just a, you know, an easy walk right out to, you know, to golf course. And the golf course is fun to walk.
It's fun to walk. It's a
and
beautiful
And it's an
place.
Easier walk to the buffet. The buffet, the well, same buffet that the players eat. The only stop on the PGA Tour that affords us this
luxury.
That's
as far as he's gotten. He doesn't get past the buffet. I want you to know right now.
Last week he couldn't stop talking about the media dinner.
And merriment.
So far that's been the highlight of Bob's trip to Hawaii, the media center food.
Somebody has to pay attention to the gourmet.
You're out
it's
here the
my
gourmand, and it's wonderful. It's perfect. All right, we've got some great players. What about these rookies? Matt Kuchar is right there. Now, tell us. I've heard his name pronounced Kuchar and Kuchar.
Well, we go with Kuchar.
Kuchar.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to stay with that, too.
Whoever says Kuchar is like they do golf once a week, or once a month, rather, or once a year.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so what about these two guys? 63-63 for Henley, 62-66 for Langley. Piercy's got a 64-64. I mean, that's really strong for a couple of rookies and a guy who's just an up-and-comer. Then we've got Matt Kuchar. Strong play. Are they going to be able to keep it up in the weekend?
Going to be better. Play is going to be better on the weekend because we're going to have the Kona winds instead of the proverbial trade winds, as you well know. Matter of fact,
coming out of the south.
Yeah, the humidity is going to be up.
It's going to be Kona and it's going to be foggy.
Yeah, it's going to be foggy, but it's going to make the green softer and more receptive without the wind. Wailea had to be designed with wind in mind and obviously designed with the trade winds in mind. So when you get a Kona win, it kind of throws this golf course off kilter a little bit. I would not be overly surprised if we don't see a 59 up on the board this weekend.
I said that on television this week on Hawaii News Now because I do their traffic reporting, you know, every morning and afternoon. I said I wouldn't be surprised if there was a 59 at Wailea.
Oh, it was you I heard. That's why I said that.
Yeah, right. Alex, we've got Tad Fujikawa standing by. We're going to take a break. Your thought, though?
That's the most cogent discussion point that I've ever heard Bob Bupka do.
No kidding.
In the 3 years I've been on radio with him.
No, he does that with me all
what's
the
that
time.
Mean?
Yeah, see, that's what does that mean? Why don't you go to Tad Fujikawa?
We'll take this break, bring Tad on. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea for the Sony Open, January 7th through 13th. Come kick off the 2013 Tour with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Bubba Watson, Jim Furyk, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big stakes, big action. Buy tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Free parking at Hanukai and Kahala Community Parks. Visit friendsofhawaii.org. Friendsofhawaii.org.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay. Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. Hawaii's Richard Hattori, the 2011 Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Player of the Year, qualified for the Sony Open by being a low amateur in the 2012 Governor John A. Burns Challenge Cup. That's like the Ryder Cup with the Ams of Hawaii going against the Pros of Hawaii at Ko'olau usually, but it's at Mid-Pacific Country Club now. Very tough, and he was a low amateur, got in, had a really Great weekend, he said. He played with Ricky Barnes during the Acura Pro-Am Skills Challenge. Then he went on and played, of course, Thursday and Friday. Did not make the cut, but he said it was a great learning experience. And that's fabulous because someone we know quite well had more than a great learning experience. I believe he set a record. Tad Fujikawa was the lowest the youngest amateur to make the cut on the PGA Tour in 50 years. Good morning, Tad Fujikawa. Did I get that right?
I think you did, Danielle.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Excellent. Did I get that record correct?
I think you did. I think that's correct.
Yeah. I've got two guys who are going to come in and jump on me and correct me if I'm not right, because Bob Bupka, as well as Alex Maselli, are both here in the clubhouse with us. You've been playing on the eGolf Tour all this time, and we haven't heard much about how you're doing. It's been very quiet from Tad Fujikawa. How's this last year been for you?
It's been a struggle. I haven't really been playing as well as I would have liked, but everyone kind of goes through ups and downs, and I'm just trying to stay positive and keep grinding out there, and just try to keep doing the best I can and not give up.
Well, you're going through a swing change. You've got to expect this sort of thing, like not playing at your best when you're changing your swing, don't you?
Yes, it's hard, when you're out on the course and trying to think about your swing rather than, playing golf. But, I think what I'm doing with my swing will help me in the long run. And I think that's what, you have to look at as of right now. I'm just trying to get more consistent, and I feel like what I'm doing will help me, 5 to 10 years from now when I'm hopefully on tour and, playing against the best players in the world.
Can I ask a question? Your swing looked really good when you were playing. What didn't you like about it? Why are you changing?
There was just a lot of timing involved. And, from day to day, I didn't know really how I was going to do with my ball striking. It was like, okay, it's either great or it's kind of off, and I'm trying to make it to where my good days are still good, and then my bad days are just average. It's just kind of okay, where it's not really like really good or really bad.
I think of it this way: my bad days are pars and my good days are birdie.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I think that's always the goal.
And you also changed swing coaches. A lot of changes for you. Who's coaching you now?
Well, first of all, I was working with Todd Anderson for the past, 5 or 6 years, and it was really good. He's a great instructor, a really, really good guy. I have a lot of respect for him. And, but I just felt like what we were working on for the past couple of years, it just wasn't, I wasn't able to do it. And, we tried all different kinds of ways to try to get me to do this one kind of move with my golf swing. And, I just kind of hit a wall with it. And, over the past couple of years, we were just working on the same thing and it really wasn't getting any better. So that's the main reason why I switched instructors, is because I was just really frustrated with kind of myself. And he was really supportive of me, and he said, basically just do what you need to do. If you need to move on and see someone else, he's fine with it. So he was really supportive of me, and that made it a lot easier.
Yeah.
And in November, I started working with Hank Smith. He's also, he's at Frederica Golf Club, which is on St. Simon's Island, where I live. So it's really convenient, but it's not at Sea Island Golf Club. It's just at a private club about 10 minutes away. So it's still, you know, where I live, and it's very convenient for me, and he's a good guy. So I'm looking forward to this year and just trying to keep grinding away and keep getting better.
Okay. I like that. I understand you want to try to qualify for the PGA Tour Canada. Let me bring Alex in. Is that the new expansion of the PGA Tour?
Yeah, they tour purchased the Canadian Tour and the PGA Tour Canada. You know, Tad, I need to ask you, the eGolf Tour is, people don't really understand, they play on two courses versus some of the other tours that play on one, which makes it, I think, even more, it means it harder to actually make the cut of that tour, doesn't it?
Yes, the past 2 years they've played two courses just because the fields, you know, are usually a lot bigger. And, but I think what they're doing this year in 2013 is they're actually doing one course. I looked at their website and read some of the changes that they're going to make, and they said something about, you know, playing mainly just one course. And I'm looking forward to that. I don't know how it's going to be or how they're going to do it. But, yeah, playing two courses is very tough because you get basically one practice round on each course. And, you know, it's okay if you've played there a bunch, but if you've never played the golf course before, it's pretty tough.
That's what I would think, too. It's great that you've got the eGolf Tour to stay with, and you were the money winner, I think. How many years ago was that? It must be difficult going to the slumps. And, you know, I was looking at one of the guys from eGolf who did not make the cut, Josh Persons. He's been playing on the eGolf Tour and the Gateway Pro Tour, I think it is. He's on the Gateway Pro Tour for the last 2 years, and he's made maybe $4,000 a year. We talk about the guys who are making $1 million all the time. But here are these guys who are working really, really hard, making $4,000 a year. That barely covers, you know, anything. It doesn't cover anything, does it? I mean, how much do you need? Huh?
You can buy your tees with $4,000.
Yeah.
That's about it. I want to say one thing, Tad.
Sure.
I was fascinated listening. Bob Bupka here, Tad, and had the pleasure of interviewing you in the past. But you said you're trying to work on the quality of your bad shots. And you can go way back to Ben Hogan and even before that. What defines now the best golfers in the world is not the quality of their good shots, because everybody has the ability to hit a great shot. And you know, you want consistency in hitting those great shots. But the better players and the players that win come Sunday are the ones that their poor shots are not that poor. They're, you know, they keep you in the game. And, you know, the difference between going out of bounds and just being in the rough. So I think you're working on the right thing, and I want to wish you the best of luck. You certainly were a fantastic draw when you played here at Wailea, and I remember the excitement you generated.
Thank you so much. You know, I think what I'm working on is, I think, definitely in the right direction. Seems like everyone that I talk to has positive feedback from it. And, you know, thank you always for the support and positive comments.
Anything you'd like to ask, Alex?
What was that? Did Bob just ask something?
No, he didn't.
I thought he was making a closing statement.
No, it was wonderful. Bob is complimentary and supportive.
Ted, just talk about, I mean, if things went well on the eGolf Tour, what is your plan, not your goal, because your goal, like, clearly sounds like it's the PGA Tour, but what's your plan for the remainder of 2013?
Well, I think in the beginning of the year, I'm going to do the eGolf Tour, just because none of the other tours really start up until later. And then I'm going to try to do the Canadian Tour. I have to go to their Q school for that, which is in April, I believe. So I'm going to be getting ready for that. And then hopefully I can, you know, make it on the Canadian Tour and play well there and at least get some status. Or I think that the top five spots at the end of their season get full web.com status, and I think the next five go straight to final stage of Q school. So hopefully I can, you know, get some kind of status and work my way onto the tour that way.
Okay, I want to ask you a real bottom line basic question, which is why I brought up Josh Persons. You're not doing well. You've got swing coaches. You've got a place to stay. I guess, how does a young man working his way up through the ranks with a goal of being on the PGA Tour survive? How do you, it must cost at least $30,000 to $40,000 a year to survive. How do you do that? Are there sponsors you want to thank?
I mean, in the past, I've had sponsors, you know, Kraft Foods, HMAA, and Aloha Petroleum. They've helped me in the past. As of right now, I don't have any sponsors. I'm just kind of, you know, going off of what I had in the past and then, you know, just trying to save up as much as I can. But, you know, my family, you know, is very supportive of me and that helps a lot. So, you know,
is mom still on the bag?
She's not on the bag, but she does travel with me, you know, to most of my tournaments. And, you know, she's kind of a little bit of everything. She kind of cooks and cleans and does laundry. And
you're a lucky boy, you.
I am. I'm very, very fortunate.
Well, it's good talking to you. It's great talking to you. And we've got to stay in touch so that you can be on the show again. We can keep up with your progress. Put a little pressure on you.
All right, for sure. Thank you so much.
Tad Fujikawa, thanks for being in the clubhouse with us this morning.
Thank you.
Aloha. And we've been talking with Tad Fujikawa. Alex Maselli's here with us. Bob Bupka, The Grill Room. And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Magnificent by nature. Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back. This is The Golf Club, and we are in the media center at the Sony Open in Hawaii. I get to be at Wailea Country Club. They let me in once a year. I sneak in. Bob Bupka has always been with me. It's great. You've been such a good friend to me, Bob, and I really appreciate the time that we spend together. It's great that you're here. I'm sorry that the show's almost over. Alex Maselli, thank you for being on the show. Senior writer Golf Week and, of course, on Golf Channel. I love watching On the Range. Because of the tips, your insight, very concise, and you have to say so much in such a little bit of time. So it's great what you do. Now, we've got a guy who's going to be 50 in February. His name is Vijay Singh, who says he's got a brand new body. He's stronger, he's got this brand new body, and he's got this brand new game, and he's ready to go and take on the PGA Tour. And somebody, I think, asked him about the Champions Tour, and he's like, well, I think I'm going to focus on the PGA Tour. Do you think that he can go 4 days into a weekend and actually win on the PGA Tour?
Well, I think it's hard for him. Age is always an issue. He certainly got the game, but he has not shown the same consistency over four rounds. Not now, but I mean even over the last two or three years.
Exactly.
So I think that's the difficult part for him. You know, when you're listening to Tad and he's talking about his swing and so forth and so on, BJ Swing's got a great swing. But his short game has always been a little suspect. Even when he was winning major championships, it always was a little suspect.
Did he ever go to the belly butter?
Yes. Now he's doing some kind of convoluted thing in regards to, almost looks like it's a long putter, but it's a mid putter and it's not anchored.
Okay.
It's kind of a weird kind of stroke, but he's gone back and forth between putters and everything else. But the bottom line is he doesn't have a good enough short game to deal with when he makes bad shots to be able to recover all the time, which Bob was talking about. So I think it's going to be very tough for him. He'll compete. He'll certainly keep his card. I don't think there's any question about that. But in the end, I just think that it would be very hard for him to win on this tour. But he doesn't have to win on this tour to be successful in his mind and to stay out here.
Exactly. Well, to be successful on this tour, if you're in the top 20, what does it take to be successful on this tour, Bob?
Well, you got to make almost $1 million. It's, 650,000, 700,000 probably this year.
Is that hard? To finish
in the top 125.
And is that hard for somebody like Vijay Singh to make $1 million?
No, Vijay got a lot of savvy, and I was really impressed with him yesterday because my partner Alex wanted to do an interview with him, and the only way he could get it done was walking right alongside of him. Vijay wouldn't stop for Alex, of course. He's been out here way too long for that. So Alex was running alongside like a little puppy dog, holding up his cell phone.
Now I'm going to have to intervene on your behalf. Actually, you're quite comfortable doing that.
What Bob didn't say is that there's no one else that would talk to Vijay but me.
Okay, Bob. All right.
That tells you something.
Yeah. Okay. So what are your thoughts on Vijay Singh playing the PGA Tour? I mean, the champions start at the Mitsubishi. He
didn't want any part of that. He believes in his head that he's better. And you know, he may change. You know, what happens is he goes over and maybe plays in some of the majors, you know, on the Champions Tour. And if he wins one or two...
And you're shaking your head. You don't think it's going to happen?
He's not going to go this year.
We don't know that.
Okay, so, well, this is interesting. I've got two different sides, and we'll see what Vijay Singh decides to do. I see a man who is adamant in his position that he's not getting older, you know, and... That's just the way it is. Now he's going to stay as long as he can on the PGA Tour. And there's a lot of guys approaching 50 who are of that mindset, and I don't blame him. I mean, why not? He's got in great shape. Stay as long as he can, and maybe then put your toes in that. But who knows? John Daly says he'll never. John Daly made the cut. You got to come down to the Sony Open Hawaii. Awesome field. Really is. Watch the youngsters. See whether they can contend against the guys who made the cut, and there were a lot of really seasoned golfers, like Fred Funk, who didn't make the cut, and I thought to myself, I actually said this out loud somewhere, but I'll say it publicly, I think Fred just came over to practice, you know, then he's going to go over to Hualalai and play in the Mitsubishi. But we've got to take a break, and NBC's Mark Rolfing is standing by. I'm looking forward to having Mark on. And Bob, you're going to leave?
I'll give my mic to Mark Rolfing.
Really? You're going to go get coffee or something?
Yeah,
you're going to take a snooze?
No. It's just that Alex's ego is too big. He would never give up his mic.
She got you pegged on the snooze thing. That's what it is.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Waialae for the Sony Open, January 7th through 13th. Come kick off the 2013 Tour with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Bubba Watson, Jim Furyk, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big stakes, big action. Buy tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Free parking at Hanukai and Kahala Community Parks. Visit friendsofhawaii.org. Friendsofhawaii.org.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
You know, he's been saying that for years, and no one would turn to me for equipment or anything. I bring people on the show because I'm the first to tell you, my game's not great. I can't play all the time. I love the game. I'm passionate about the game, and I love talking about it. And so I bring the most informed people I can to talk about lots of different things, from equipment to the state of the game to playing the game. And right now we're at the Sony Open in Hawaii. At the top of the leaderboard is Russell Henley, and tied for second, Scott Langley with Scott Piercy. Matt Kuchar's there, Chris Kirk, Tim Clark, Charles Howell III, Pat Perez, always seems to do well in Hawaii, Stephen Ames, Danny Lee, remember that name from the past, Scott Gardner, and Tim Heron. That's your top, okay? I'm not going to go below the T9. I was trying to get a top 10, but joining us right now, NBC Sports and Mr. Hawaii Golf, Mark Rolfing.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. Now, I understand right offshore is a good fishing spot.
Wonderful.
You can stand on the reef. And what do you catch out there?
I'm going for bonefish here in a little while. Got to wait till the sun gets up, so it's kind of overhead, and you can see these. They're called the gray ghosts, and you got to sight fish them. It's kind of fun. Just...
Do you wear toppies?
I do.
Yeah, otherwise you couldn't go out there, right? Because the reef is pretty sharp.
Yeah, the reason Nick Faldo isn't here this year is he went out there with me last year in his bare feet. Can you imagine that?
No!
He was bleeding in four places when he came out of the water.
There's no way I would go. Did he understand what he was getting himself into?
No.
Okay.
Obviously not.
But he thought because he's really tough he could do it,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
I mean, it looks inviting when you look at it from the top.
Yes, it does. It does until you put your toesies in there, you know, and maybe come upon sea urchin. What do we call them in Hawaii? I can't remember the name, but they've got the spines and they get in your
things.
Feet. Yeah, those things. So here we are, Sony Open Golf. What's got you're thinking about here with the Sony Open? What's top of mind for you?
You know, I think top of mind for me right now is the lack of rough. You know, people are trying to explain what is really happening out there and why these rookies are playing so well and why some of the veterans are playing so well. And if you take a look at that rough, it's only 1.75 inches. It's lower than it's been in the past. Definitely not as thick. And I watched shot after shot coming out of that rough yesterday, stopping on the greens. And let me give you a couple stats, and I'm not a stat guy. Scott Piercy hit two fairways yesterday and shot 64. Danny Lee hit four fairways and shot you got guys shooting these tremendously low numbers playing out of the rough, and I think that just shows you don't have to drive the ball quite as well this week as typically you would at Wylie.
Wow. Okay, so that's explaining these low numbers. And how about the weather? There's no wind.
No, it's fabulous. You know, we've already broken some records, and I think we'll break some more this weekend, unless they try and figure out how to set up the course a little more difficult. The issue with Wylie is there's no corners of these greens really to tuck these in. And there's a few holes, but for the most part, it's pretty defenseless without the wind.
You see a 59 this weekend?
You know, 59 is only 11 under par. Yeah, I could see that happening, definitely. You take a look at even Johnson Wagner yesterday. You know, he finished 2-3, played the last two holes, you know, in 3 under par and nearly made the cut. So you can be sort of hovering in that 7, 8, 9 under range, and then all of a sudden, boom, boom, right at the end.
Yeah.
So it could happen.
A lot of guys didn't make the cut this weekend. That surprised me. And I'm not sure why, with the conditions being so right for it. Dean Wilson almost did. He eagled on the final hole, right, and just made it in. So I think there's some luck, but Kyle Stanley, he's in. John Daly's in. Some really interesting names. You really need to come down to the Sony Open. You're going to see some great golf, almost target golf. Is being played. These guys are so precision. They've got everything dialed in so well, and with no defense, this course is wide open to really low numbers.
And it's really one of the reasons why this is one of the most important cuts I feel like to make. I mean, first of all, it's the opening full field event. You always want to get off to a good start. Typically, the strength of field sort of in the middle of the field isn't going to be as strong here as it would be at another PGA Tour event. So if you can get into the final 36, you can pass a lot of people. A few years ago, Doug LaBelle made the cut right on the number and ended up finishing fourth and getting like a quarter of all his FedEx Cup points for the entire year on the weekend here. And you look at the rookies up there at 14 and 12, okay, but really I think the number is 10 under they ought to be looking at right now. So if you get in at 2 under, you're only 8 shots out of that third place number, and you can pass a lot of people this weekend out here.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I was surprised. There were some Sony Open qualifiers. Josh Persons is normally on the Gateway Pro Tour, and as I mentioned earlier in the show, he's only made $4,000 a year. And he Monday qualified for the Sony Open. There was a pre-qualifier to the qualifier, so the guy he was playing some pretty good golf to get in. Shot 71-71, missed the cut. Steve Alker missed the cut, but Russ Cochran and Danny Lee. And seeing Danny Lee, what year did he make? Did he win the U.S. Amateur? Was 5 years ago?
It was a few years ago, but I'm going to see what Alex says about this comment. I wouldn't put too much credence in the Monday qualifying because I actually did it once here.
Oh.
And I was no good at all.
Wow.
So you can play 18 holes, and I mean, that's the only way I ever got in the Hawaiian Open, to be honest with you. That was a long time ago, but you know, Monday qualifying, that's 18 holes. You go out there, you can get hot. A lot of, you know, mediocre players can do that. I'm not saying Russ Cochran's a mediocre player,
no,
Danny
no,
Lee,
no.
Or any of these guys. But I wouldn't put too much credence in this Monday qualifying.
Okay.
But that being said, Cochran went out to Turtle Bay,
uh-huh.
Which he kind of knew. And it was very windy conditions.
It was.
And he's a smart guy. Got himself a round shot 67, so he made it by a ton, really.
Yes,
comparatively.
He did.
And then he turns around and makes the cut. But what's interesting is he got tired. He's gotten tired. I mean, he realizes he's not in shape to walk 18 holes. And on the Champions Tour, you don't have to necessarily walk, per se, all the time. It's a little easier. This is a good golf course for him, though, because it is flat, so it's not as crazy as it can be some other places.
Like the Plantation Course.
But he's using this, just like you were talking about Funk, he's using this to get prepared for next week at Hawaii.
That's what I really believe. A lot of guys came over, played because they could, and they didn't make the cut. But it doesn't, I mean, it matters, but it was really in preparation.
I think the other thing about the PGA Tour, Alex and Danielle, is that you get tired mentally a lot more than the Champions Tour. Even being in contention for Russ Cochran, I think has tired him out a little bit mentally. Because on a Champions Tour, you're jumping in the car, you're playing 54 holes, you're whipping around, you might go into the media center and have a few people you're talking to at the end. And that's about it. And so there's not a lot of mental stress going on there. But I would think for Russ, once he got in this thing and then had to play the practice rounds and really go out there and try and grind it out.
Be a part of it all.
Yeah, I think it wears you out a little more mentally.
Oh, how about Davis Love III not making the cut? I mean, here's a guy who said he was going to prep himself for just focusing on golf. He was going to get into it.
He was skiing and snowboarding for like the last 2 weeks. So, you know, you can't come here and expect that all of a sudden you're going to be able to swing the club. I mean, he was like five over, I think, in the first day and just never had it. I mean, and that's understandable. You just don't, you're just not ready to go, but you got to start somewhere.
Okay. All right. Exactly. All right, so we've got guys that are starting off the season trying to find out where their game is so they can take it on to the next event.
Well, you know what Davis does, too? I mean, you talk about people that play here for different reasons and have different things going on. Davis came with his mom. Now, I don't know if you know his mom, but Penta Love is one of the sweetest people in the entire world. Robin Love didn't come. Davis brought his mom to Hawaii. And they've been doing some nice little Hawaii things, and he loves it here.
As a mom, that's really cool. I'm really, really glad. Thank you, Davis.
He wouldn't miss that for the world, you know. And so I agree with Alex. I don't think he was totally ready to play for a number of reasons, but he's still going to enjoy his trip, I'll tell you that.
Okay. I'm going to ask you something that just – whenever somebody wins on the PGA Tour, take Dustin Johnson, all of a sudden it's all hail Dustin Johnson. And we're going to see him on this crazy streak that we expect from Tiger Woods. He's going to win, 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 win. To me, when somebody wins, it's such an accomplishment. Isn't there, and I'm speaking to you as a player now, isn't there something in your mind that sort of says, wow, I've won? And you kind of let go of all of that anticipation, that grinding it to go to the top?
Well, sure you do, but, you know, I think there's a lot of complications that caused Dustin to not play his best this week. I mean, one of them was he had to race out of Kapalua the other day on Tuesday afternoon to get here for a Wednesday morning pro-am.
The Acura Pro Skills Challenge, et cetera.
He just didn't really have time to settle in, and I don't think he really had time to enjoy the victory, which, you know, you kind of need. You need a day at least, and you hate sort of leaving all the Hyundai people over there and saying, I got to get out of plane and go to Honolulu. And I think the whole thing happened so fast for Dustin.
Okay, maybe I shouldn't have taken Dustin Johnson as an example because it was an unusual situation going from Hyundai.
Why don't you take the defending champion, Johnson Wagner?
Great.
I mean, Johnson Wagner had one here. When you listened to him and you talked about it, you thought, you know, he's had a really good season. Then you turn around and he goes to Palm Springs and Havana and, again, almost wins there. Just doesn't. Then all of a sudden, Johnson Wagner basically doesn't have much of a season after that. Now, is it because of what you're saying that he just kind of like, or, you know, what happens? Or is it like most players when you talk to them, they'll say, look, out of 25 events a year, I'm going to have four or five where I really am going to make my money. And I think the better players will have more than four or five. They'll have 9 or 10. And the better players will have 12 and 14 as you keep going up the ramp. So you take a Tiger Woods out of 20 events of the year, 18 or 19 is where he's really going to have a chance to win, you know, get himself in position.
Right.
And that's what it comes down to. And Johnson Wagner, and no offense to Johnson, because I like Johnson, but, I mean, he's one of those four or five guys. And he had a good opportunity. He won here, took advantage of it, almost won at Havana. There you go.
Yeah, all right. It's just there's so much that comes with winning on the PGA Tour. And I think that when you win, it's like, I've done it. And then what next? And to bring that power that it takes to have that ferocity to go after it one more time. That's why, and I go back to Tiger Woods, okay? We look at him and we ask, well, why hasn't he won more? Why hasn't he won a major? What he accomplished, I don't know how he did that. And I'm not sure that that's normal. You know, very unusual upbringing and very unusual circumstances and a very strong mind to keep coming back and I'm going to win again and doing it, keeping your focus that intensely, it's amazing to me.
Well, it's getting harder to win on the PGA Tour also. I mean, 20 years ago, if you came to Wildlife Country Club and teed off a field of 144, there would only be 30 players maybe that could win that tournament. You know, yesterday or Thursday morning, you know, when we teed off 144, there were 70 or 80 guys, including the guys that are top of the leaderboard right now. Nobody would have ever picked them to win this tournament. So I think just in general, it's getting harder to win on the PGA Tour, and that's why you're never going to see somebody do what Tiger Woods did again.
Yeah.
I want to jump out, too, on Henley for a second. You know, people don't know Russell Henley, but, you know, when you win, when you play three events in the Web.com Tour in, I think, 2011, one of them in your basically where you're going to college, and you win that event as an amateur. And then the next year you win two events on the Web.com Tour after a full season. okay? The kid's got a lot of game. There was never a question about that. And the way he does it is he goes low a lot. I mean, it's not just, you know, he shoots a, you know, occasional 66. This kid goes low a lot. And I think that's one of the things that is really hard to teach anywhere, is when you start getting to a number, not worrying that you're at 67, but just keep going.
Well, one of my greatest weaknesses as a player when I was really trying to play competitively was I got scared.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got scared. I could, if I got to 1, 2, 3, 4 under, I'm probably okay still. But boy, you get to 5 or 6 under par, and if you don't really have it, you're scared because you know you're not that good. And it does. You get frightened, and these guys, you know, absolutely don't get frightened.
There's no fear.
No.
Okay.
Fear.
All right. That's interesting. We have a gentleman on the line from the PGA Tour. We're going to be talking about a fundraiser, a really worthy cause. But we have to do a station identification, and I want to, Mark, I'm going to just wrap it up with Mark Rolfing and Alex Maselli. If I could just find our station identification here. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. And it's wonderful talking with you. The challenge is that I don't think Russell Henley, amazing young man, what he said. You know, my driver, my putter, they do not define me as a human being. And when he said that to me, it just said so much about who he is as a person. Not, yes, he can play golf, but it's not the be-all and end-all of who he is. And as long as you keep that in perspective, you can go out and you can continue to play, recharge, and come back again. It's interesting what you said, Mark, about the fear of being at such a low number that you've never been there before. And that wasn't really what I was talking about. I was talking about having accomplished the win that you've been going for and striving for. I think unless you are of a very different mindset and personality, there's something that stops in you and goes, I've accomplished it. And you have to gear it back up again for the next week. I don't think we give the guys enough credit how tough it is, not only physically to win, but also mentally on this tour, because there are a lot of young guys who really want it bad, and you got to keep on trying. Any final thoughts from you, Alex?
No, I just think that I think Henley will win partly because of the fact that every time he's done what he's done, consecutive numbers like 63s, he had a couple 65s, a couple 66s, he's won those events. And to be quite honest with you, any time anybody has set the 36-hole scoring record or tied it, they've either finished first or second on this in this event.
Keep your eye on Matt Kuchar this weekend.
I was thinking the same thing, because he's a tiger prowling in the grasses ready to pounce. I don't know.
And he's got the first 3 weeks, and then he's taken a bunch of time off. So he does like this time of year.
And 66-63 is what he had. He had the 63 yesterday, but the 63-63 from Henley's amazing, and Scott Langley's 62-66, Scott Piercy's 64-64. I'm thinking 59, but now that I've said that, it probably won't happen. Thank you very much for being on the show. It's a pleasure. Did you have something?
No, Danny, that's good.
Okay. We're going to take a break. Mark Rolfing, having a great time catching the ghosts out there, okay?
You got it, Danny.
Okay, and we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Magnificent by nature, Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Mark Reichen is the director of public... I just made that up, okay? He handles all the public relations and community outreach for the PGA Tour. Mark, did I give you a heart attack when I made you the director? Mark, are you there? I can't... Is he still on the line? We don't know if he's still on the line. Chad?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, Mark. There you are.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. I thought maybe when I said director, you just thought I'm hanging up on her.
No, I'll take anything and everything. I'm just glad you're doing what I'm doing.
Well, it's a pleasure having you on, sir. We're here at the Sony Open in Hawaii. Bob Bupka is with us, and Birdies for the Brave, a military outreach initiative proudly supported by the PGA Tour, founded in 2005 by Phil and Amy Mickelson. I'm not sure that you know this. Birdies for the Brave, not you, Mark, but people listening. Birdies for the Brave has raised more than $5 million for the military home front organizations through fundraising efforts held every year at the TPC clubs, partner courses worldwide. And this program includes military appreciation celebrations and outreach activities during the PGA tournaments. And that includes the reason why military members and their families can attend most tournaments free of charge, and that would include the Sony Open in Hawaii. So if you are in the military and you have kids and you'd like to come out for a very terrific day at a gorgeous golf course that you would never be able to come to normally, because this is a private club. This is a very exclusive private club. It's the Waialae Country Club. That's where the Sony Open in Hawaii is held every year. And you can come and enjoy excellent golf. You're seeing some fabulous numbers, some low, very low numbers, some very young men, and some very seasoned golfers playing this course today. It's going to be very interesting. I'm thrilled to see Danny Lee be in the position he is. T9, he's been struggling for a while, and he's coming back. He's going through some swing changes as well. So this is great. But let's talk to Mark Reichen about a program that was designed to raise money, the Operation, or actually to give back, Operation Shower, teaming up with Birdies for the Brave, Carousel Designs, and Lendlease U.S. Community Fund to host a baby shower for 40 military moms, happened on Tuesday at Pearl Harbor. Now, my son's in the military, so this is very close to me. He's got kids. He's been on 5 tours. Mark, this must have been, how did this all come together?
Yes, so as you mentioned, you know, Birdies for the Brave was founded back in 2005 by Phil and Amy Mickelson, and it started as just a way of raising funds for the military, but it's the PGA Tour's way of giving back and saying thank you. There's only 1% of our nation currently serving in uniform, and it's just such a great thing for us to say thank you, both whether it's helping them when they're in need or just giving them a great day out on the golf course. So we partnered with this group called Operation Shower, and we've done about 15 baby showers with them. About 40 moms get showered each event, and usually their husbands are currently deployed at the time of the shower. So this past Tuesday over at the Hickam Community Center on base, we had 40 of those moms. Holly Fincham, Commissioner Fincham's wife, joined us as well as Ned from Sony of Hawaii. And we just gave them a great day to really say thank you. And they all just go home with so many different gifts that you can barely fit them all in the car, from strollers to car seats to things for the baby. They get a shower in a box and just go home feeling great, and it makes us feel great to be able to do it for them.
I like that. The theme was "You Are My Sunshine."
That's correct. Yeah, we come up with a cute little theme everywhere we go, and it was "You Are My Sunshine." You know, perfect theme to for a baby shower in Hawaii.
So many things are done by the PGA Tour Wives Association and the PGA Tour Operation Shower with Birdies for the Brave, raising money. How much does the PGA Tour give back in the way of charity every year?
Yeah, every year the PGA Tour gives over $100 million back to charity through all of our tournaments and fundraising events taking place worldwide. And in the next couple of years, we'll actually hit the $2 billion mark for all the charitable funds that we've given back since our inception. I know you mentioned a little bit about the PGA Tour Wives Association. We're actually going to be having another one of these baby showers in conjunction with the Farmers Insurance Open in a couple of weeks in San Diego. And actually, Amy Mickelson is going to be the host of that one. So she's going to be there with her whole family, and they're going to host that baby shower.
What's the theme?
I'm not sure what the theme of that one is quite yet. I think they're still working through it with Amy, but I'm sure they'll come up with something unique for that area.
Excellent. As public relations and community outreach, where do you go? Are you right now, were you in Hawaii and went back to Florida already?
Yeah, I was over there for a couple of days. I actually just woke up a little while ago after a long flight home. But I was over there working mainly on what we're doing with the military this week, as you mentioned. We've also got out on the course what we call our Patriots Outpost, and it's located on the 18th fairway. So once all the military and their families get in the tournament for free, then they can go enjoy this tent also for free, free lunch, free beverages all week. And that's sponsored by Pisha of Hawaii. And it's just another way of us saying thanks. So I was out there for that. And then we also on Wednesday had our active duty military caddy program. So on the 18th hole during the Pro-Am, active duty military had the opportunity to caddy for tour players. It's the second year we've done it out at the Stony Open in Hawaii. And some of the players love their caddy so much, they take them along for the whole Pro-Am round. You really get that unique inside the ropes experience that you can't really get at any other sporting event.
Okay, big question. Number one, how do you get to become a caddy for a day or, you know, to qualify to be in the baby shower? How does a military person get to do this?
So for the caddy program, we work with all the local bases, and they put it out through either their MWR office or some other base communications that they have, and they kind of filter the names to us. And we usually have about 25 to 40 caddies, depending on the tournament. And as far as Operation Shower, we kind of do that the same way. But if anyone wanted to see what upcoming events we have going on, they can go to the website at birdiesforthebrave.org. And on there, we list all the PGA Tour, Champions Tour, and Web.com Tour events that we're going to be involved with this year and what we have going on at each.
Excellent. And if you're a military person, you know, you're in the service, you got kids, you want to come out for the day, you're going to tire them out and hopefully get them interested in playing some golf, grow the game, get your kids out here. Not only do you get in free, but then there's this tent, see, where you can go and get all the food and beverages you need, right?
Yeah, it's an ideal day on the course for really anyone. What could be better to come to a world-class sporting event free of charge and just get to not only spend time with your family, but the dynamic in that Patriots outpost when you've got that young, you know, 20-something-year-old active duty military member and their family interacting with a 90-year-old veteran or even some Pearl Harbor survivors who come by the tent. And it's just such an incredible dynamic to see the different generations interacting and sharing stories.
Makes me want to go over right now. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to come back and talk with Bob Bupka after this. Thank you again to Mark Rakin, PGA Tour Relations and Community Outreach, and come down to the Stony Open in Hawaii. That's where we are. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back in the clubhouse. It's just me and Bob right now. Bob Bubko, World Golf Radio, the voice of golf, and, of course, the Grill Room co-host. I get to be on the show tomorrow and this afternoon, and I'm really excited. I'm so glad. It was with Alex, you know, Alex Maselli, Golf Week senior writer. You weren't there. I don't know what happened to you. Where were you?
Well, the protocol on the show is you audition with Alex, and then... you move to the big time.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, you know, the sights here at Wiley
continue to
amaze me. And I just witnessed, and I couldn't believe my eyes. It was a female on a surfboard with a fishing pole in a bikini reeling a fish.
She was on a paddleboard, right?
A paddleboard. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is, truly. Once you get that much balance to stand up on a paddleboard.
And reel in a fish.
And then reel in a fish. That's what I call balance. So stand up on your foot, on one leg, okay? Practice your 30 seconds. Brush your teeth like that. Then you'll get that balance and you can get up on the paddleboard. Bob, you're going off to, what's your next? Humana's next on the PGA Tour schedule. That's where
Clinton Foundation, they've really turned that event around.
Yes.
It's a huge happening now in Palm Springs.
I got to be there last year. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I wanted to go this year, but it just didn't work out. Maybe next year. But
And then the real place you got to go is down to the PGA Merchandise Show.
That's my next goal.
That is an incredible experience.
You're going.
Yeah, we'll be there. And matter of fact, I think if you want to see every booth, you have to walk in excess of 5 miles.
Wow.
To see every booth. I mean, it's fascinating. The clothing manufacturers that are there, the equipment manufacturers, the manufacturer of teas is probably 40 or 50 tea companies there.
They could do the show from there.
Saying their tea is better.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
It's incredible. And it's not open to the public. And, you know, but you see golf pros from all over the world come there to do their shopping, basically.
Who gets to go?
For their pro shop. Golf pros and people in the industry.
In the industry.
Yeah.
It's a
clothes shop.
It's a clothes shop. But it's exciting because so many people that are reporting on it, everybody gets to learn about the latest and the greatest equipment that's coming out.
And I already have my reservation in for a Segway. I'm not going to be walking this year. I'm going to Segway around.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll see a lot more booths.
Oh, yeah.
You know. I might kill a few people. That's the only problem.
I was going to say, they're not the easiest things to ride on.
No,
So you're going to practice first, right? Before I was at
the Marriott here on Waikiki Beach. They have a Segway rental, authorized rental, and they give instructions. And I was going to get some instructions, but I was in state of shock because I just came down from the barber shop in one of their shops, and $58 for a haircut, even though I could see Waikiki Beach, was a bit much. So I was a little dizzy. I didn't want to go on that Segway.
Michael Patrick Shields is calling in. Do I hear him in the background?
Not you yet. Do. Happy New Year to you.
A happy New Year. I thought I heard you, Michael Patrick. So glad to hear you. Michigan Big Show, Michigan State Radio, The Big Show, Michael Patrick Shields, just back from the BCS Bowl game. The BCS Bowl game where, of course, Manti Te'o was playing for Notre Dame. And Manti Te'o is like a son of Hawaii. And we were watching that game. There were game parties. in different places, establishments, restaurants, bars, a lot of bars, and it was the most disheartening experience. Everybody's like, geez, what happened? Notre Dame was blown out of the water. Yeah. That's the bottom line. Yeah. That's all we can say. But Monty Teo is an amazing person, and he's going on to do some great things. That's all there is to it. You went and played some golf. We're going to talk about the Masters as we close the show and the Humana. But where did you play?
Well, you know, they used a speech about that a lot during the BCS game. It wasn't very near the stadium, but it was a fun place to party, and a lot of the activities took place down there. In fact, the Alabama team, for instance, was at the famous Fontainebleau Hotel on the beach there, and Brian Kelly chose to keep his troops away from South Beach. So you see how that worked out. Not so good. I guess you got to let the kids party a little bit. But there was a lot of partying, and I stayed at the Doral Resort and Spa, which is now owned by the Donald Trump. And, you know, you'll see it when the tour gets there. When Hawaii decides to stop hoarding the PGA Tour next week and let some people have some events in other states, eventually they'll get to South Florida. And you'll see the changes that Donald Trump has started to make immediately, cosmetic.
Okay, am I hearing you? Did you just go away cosmetically? I want to know what kind of changes were made. I think, yeah, Chaz, thanks so much. Chaz is in the studio. We're live at the Sony Open in Hawaii. And Bob Bubka, he is the co-host of The Grill Room, and that's on Sirius XM. And I'm going to get this channel for you. You can always go to thegrillroom.com so you can hear it. But I was just wondering, at the Doral, they've made such wonderful changes. Donald Trump, not my favorite person, but what he does for golf, I like.
He's quite a character. When you know, I've had the pleasure of interviewing him many, many times.
Really?
And Alex and I did an interview with him last year down at Doral, and it was funny because at the end of the interview, he said, all right, look, you two guys, I want you to play my golf course up in West Palm Beach on Monday. It's all set. You know, he doesn't ask you if you want to play. He just tells you that you're going to play. So it was a lot of fun for Alex and I to say, we can't make it, Donald. We're playing somewhere else.
Now, Doral, you've obviously been there many times. Was it really getting pretty
right? Getting a little tired. A little tired. Gil Hance has been brought in. He's going to do the redo on the Blue Monster, probably starting next year.
I heard Gil Hance. We didn't hear a word about Gil Hance, I mean, for the longest time ever. And then he gets the job to do the Olympics golf course in 2016. And then he's doing the Blue Monster.
Well, he's friends with Donald. So that's all you have to know. And the reason that he got the, you know, because a lot of big firms, Nicklaus, Gary Player, they were all bidding to get the Olympics. What Gil Hance offered, none of the others could offer. And that was, he said, I will relocate down there during the duration of the construction. So he's devoting his entire time down there, and that swayed the committee that gave him the job. And he's a great architect, and he's a great guy, so he'll do a good job. But he wanted it that badly, so he...
He's moving the whole family down.
Right, he's moving down there and will live there during the construction.
Wow. Michael Patrick Shields is back. Michael?
Sorry about that. I don't know what part of my brilliance you missed, but the phone line dropped out. Are you there?
Yes, we're here, Michael.
One, two, three.
Come on, you're a professional broadcaster. Tell us what changes have been made. Let's go. I think that was the question I posed, and then you disappeared. What has been done?
Cosmetically, you know, it's funny because Marriott just redid all of Doral to the tune of, I think it was $20 million or more about 6 years ago, but he's going to redo the whole thing all over again. And cosmetically, the first things that he's done are things that would make you say, oh, yeah, I see now Donald Trump owns this, and that is a big, huge Trump clock, you know, at near the putting green, and a gigantic American flag, I mean, the kind that you'd see in front of a car dealership, and also a huge marble fountain that you would see in Florence, like that, is right next to the first tee of the Blue Monster. And so that iconic view that you always see in the PGA Tour of the 18th hole with Durrell will now have a clock, a fountain, and a giant American flag in front of it.
How many places did he put his initials around the property? I know that was one of his main goals, to establish the identity of Donald Trump at Doral.
His name is on top of the clock, and but as of now, that's about the only place you really see his name, because they're trying to operate under two identities, and that the Doral name is so strong that the resort will remain Doral Resort and Spa, but the club, the people who belong there as members, will be at Trump National Doral Resort and Spa.
There you go. And I know you're going to be one of the early members, Michael.
Not if I hit that fountain with my tee shot, I won't.
And what is it about fountains and Trump? He puts the. I was wondering where the water display was when you said the changes that are obviously Trump changes. Are they always involve some water fountain?
Yeah, you wrote a book with him.
You wrote a book with him. What is it about waterworks that he loves so much?
Well, I just think no matter whether it's his Mar-a-Lago or whether it's his golf courses, he just wants people to say, oh, yeah, that's Trump. And I think he wants it to be over the top. Now, I'll give you another example. Just up the road where the Honda Classic is at PGA National, they just spent $100 million renovating that resort, which you know has a lot of history, Ryder Cup, PGA Championship, and so forth, now the Honda Classic. And they turned it into a very hip, contemporary, very cosmopolitan place so that golf can be cool. This is a beautiful merging of cool and golf, that's for sure. At PGA National, it's just, you know, about an hour up the road or maybe more, up 95 there.
And you played there, too, while you were over at the BCS Bowl game.
Yeah, I got a good preview of, so when those tour events come through there, after they get out of Hawaii and go through California and down to Arizona, when they finally get to Florida, the first two events that you'll see will be completely sort of an experience. If you go to these events, will be completely different at Doral and different at PGA National. And, of course, once they finish playing on the Blue Monster, they're going to shut that down for the better part of a year to renovate it, as Bob suggested.
As Bob suggested, yes, Bob.
I give you my favorite Donald Trump story. You mentioned Mar-a-Lago. You go into Mar-a-Lago, which is his residence down there, and you come into this one room, and you look up on the wall, and you see a gigantic portrait of Meriwether Post, who owned that property way back when. And then you walk into the next room, and the portrait of Meriwether Post looks like a postage stamp compared to the one of Donald Trump that's up on the wall. And on top of that, he's standing on a balcony looking down. So you have to look up to see the Donald, and that's exactly what he wanted.
Bob always has those insights. It's wonderful. So next on the PGA Tour schedule, before they get to Doral or PGA National, will be Humana, and in Palm Springs, where President Clinton really was named the sporting event of the year last year. And that's the Humana Challenge in partnership with the Clinton Foundation. You were there last year, Michael Patrick. What did you take away from that?
Yeah, I know you were there, too. And I know that Bob's been there back in the Bob Hope days. And I always felt a little bad that his name was taken off the tournament and that, they couldn't seem to find the right celebrity. Who can fill Bob Hope's shoes? Nobody. But I think Bill Clinton has for as long as he's going to do it. It's still lots of memorabilia about Bob Hope around there, and he certainly is a name that gets people's attentions, and you know, I think he can draw good players to come and play in it. The only thing last year, if you remember, there was a gigantic windstorm came out of the desert there, and they had to stop play on Saturday when it knocked the scoreboard down into the pond on one of the courses there. But I think it's good health. I mean, hopefully, Bob, you can still have the pluckish, sort of exciting spirit of the old Hope tournament.
Yeah, there's nothing like Bob Hope. He was 97 years old, and his wife, Dolores, said, Bob, we got to talk about where you want to be buried. And he said, surprise me.
And with that, we've got to close the show. Thank you for making the Golf Club Show possible. Bob Bubka, for being on the show. You are wonderful. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. We'll talk real soon. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature, Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. Michael Patrick Shields, thanks so much for being on the show again. We'll talk soon. And Princeville's Prince Course, magnificent by nature, completely renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, the Prince Course. Come Ina special, $99, unlimited play. Star protection for property threat risk assessment. Get the Star team on your property. They will take care of you. And the Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event. Lots of free parking, shuttles onto the course. Well, not onto the course, but into the area where you'll be able to walk to the course. It's a beautiful day to enjoy top-ranked golf. But just want to thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.